One of those people for me was a person whom I admire and I still admire, and this guy's name was John Wesley. Many of you, I hope, recognize this name, John Wesley, because he is the founder of the Methodist movement in the 1700s. John Wesley was a pioneer for the marginalized. He sought to abolish slavery. He sought to abolish poverty. There was something about Wesley, even with all of the great things that Wesley did, he still had some personal inner contradictions in his life. Even though Wesley was deeply connected to the heart of God, he still was distant and impersonal in his personal relationships. Kind of a contradiction in terms there, isn't it? John Wesley did powerful, powerful things for God. He had perseverance and determination to fuel God's movement. But the very thing that pushed Wesley to the edge, the very thing that pushed Wesley to further God's mission, was the very thing that pushed him to experience destruction and decay in his personal relationships. As I think about John Wesley, he excelled in so many areas, but he failed miserably in one area, and that was his marriage. You know, do you excel in so many ways, but there's that one area that, let me see, how did the Apostle Paul put it? It's a thorn in your side. Anybody that way? Yeah. John Wesley did so many great things for God, but his home life was literally a wreck. I would say that John Wesley, if he were still living today, would probably attend a relationship recovery program, because Wesley realized he was broken. How many of you are broken and know it? Yeah. Thank you for your honesty. You know, I believe whenever, God seeks to restore brokenness in the world, God first looks for people who have identified their own personal brokenness and who are in the process of redemption. Redemption means to be delivered, to be liberated, or be in the process of recovery. You can't experience God's complete restoration in your life until you know that God has redemption for your life through Jesus Christ. Now, when I say that, you have to understand, in the Bible, the word know is a code word. Tell you what I mean. In the Genesis, it says, Adam knew Eve, and she became pregnant. In the Bible, know is a code word for intimacy. Just like when you read in the Bible and it talks about covering your feet, that means they're going to the bathroom. Did you know that? But it's improper to talk about that, see? So they talked about it by saying, I covered my feet, or go cover your feet. So when I say you can't experience God's complete restoration in your life until you know, that means you know, every fiber of your being is aware of the fact that God has redemption for your life through Jesus Christ. You have to know that intimate knowledge of God's love for you, deep love for you. Until you embrace your own brokenness, I know it's a hard thing, you will never experience, however, total restoration until you embrace your own brokenness and know that God has redemption for your life through Jesus Christ. Since we are human, we will deal with some brokenness. Some of us may deal with a lot of brokenness in our life. But you know what? You are in good company. I guarantee it. Anybody who has done anything great for God has first come to grips with their mistakes, with their mishaps and their mess ups as human beings. Now, in our scripture for today, Nehemiah needed some people on his team who weren't in denial. Nehemiah needed some people on his team to go restore the brokenness in Jerusalem. People who weren't in denial about their own brokenness, their own bad decisions, their own issues in their life. But these were people who realized that God could still use them in spite of their humanness. You understand that, right? You may think, oh, God can never use me. I am too bad. I've made too many mistakes.